Hello, my marketing and entrepreneur friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk Marketing podcast, where I, as your host, get to explore the latest trends, techniques, and strategies in the world of marketing. While I normally have the pleasure of bringing an expert today, I'm bringing my expertise. The past couple of weeks, I've had some conversations about AI, and you know how much I love AI as a tool. I've already shared with you about prompt engineering. Listen to the last episode to hear more about that. But today, I kind of want to flip the script and talk real life. What using AI as a marketer in your day-to-day can be, and what does it look like? More specifically, what does it look like for me? So what I'm going to go over are the tools that I've used, how you can use those AI tools, and what that actually day-to-day looks like with those tools. So let's start off with the basics. This is going to come off a little bit like a review, but I think it's really important to know. So the tools that I have used, and again, I'm just going to talk about content. I'm not going to talk about design because this world of AI is massive. So there's video, there's design, there's, you know, developing PowerPoints. There's so many different things, but I'm going to talk just about like content in general. Like words. So the tools that I've used are AnyWord.ai, Jasper AI, Writers, which is W-R-I-T-E-R-S, ChatGPT, WriteEdge, and Otter AI. And here's my caveat when we talk about AI, and I'm going to consistently say this. I do not copy and paste anything. Literally everything is edited. AI is meant to take you halfway, but you've got to be the one that brings it home. Okay, let's get started. My first tool that I want to talk about is AnyWord. Now, AnyWord is a copywriting tool that claims to generate optimized marketing copy that significantly increases conversion rates. My thoughts? I'm not sure that it increases conversion rates. What I don't like is the content it produces from a long form perspective. And it also lacks a user-friendly chat and honestly doesn't have the best workspace in general. These are all kind of pain points for me. There is value to it. I think that it's good for short form. It's a good short form tool. And for short form, I'm talking about social, I'm talking about email, I'm talking about even like product descriptions, right? Think shorter form. It also has a lot of integrations that help feed it your voice and tone. So for a business, this is great. You know, you can connect your website, you can connect LinkedIn. It has a variety of other integrations that you can use. And all those integrations help the AI learn who you are from a voice and tone perspective, not your likes and your dislikes. Additionally, it can build out personas and really create content that's more catered or curated towards that specific audience. There are a few tools that can do that as well too, but this one I think has probably the best persona section that I've seen. I also really love this. I love that you can save your prompts and organize them. I've personally used AnyWord for product descriptions and social media. Sometimes I've used it for, I don't want to say landing page copy because it's not landing page copy, but it's probably more of like the elements inside of a landing page. The next one is Jasper. Now, I had a podcast episode where I interviewed someone about AI and they talked so heavily about Jasper. I went out, I got it, I tried it. It is a content creation tool that claims, and notice I'm telling you everything that these tools claim, okay? It claims to help users quickly produce high quality creative content across a variety of formats. Truthfully, I canceled my subscription. And not because it didn't work well, and that's really important for you to know. It's not that it doesn't work well. It just wasn't unique enough to keep it. It was good for building out scripts, ironically enough. I used it a lot for writing out explainer video scripts and also landing pages. It has a lot of features other AI has where you kind of answer your questions to help you build out your prompts. And maybe I'm too much of a control freak. I needed a little more free form when it came to prompt building. The next tool is Writers. And again, that's WRITERS. Now, this is focused on SEO and content marketing, claiming to help users create content that is optimized for search engines and that appeals to target audiences. So I think this is the ironic part, that the claim of Writers is interesting for me. When I was researching what they actually claim for this podcast, I thought, I've never actually used it from an SEO perspective. Writers was actually the first tool I used before ChatGPT. I still like it and use it. What I like about it, it's great for writing in general. So I flesh out ideas in Writers. They also have prompt libraries that can be really helpful for people that are just starting out. I like it enough also to keep it and pay for it. So that is something of note. But if I'm being honest, that is for me personally, I like to write and it helps. I don't know what you need it as a marketer, but it definitely doesn't hurt. Let's get to the bell of the ball is what I would like to call it, ChatGPT. Now, ChatGPT is a conversational AI, and it's designed, obviously, by OpenAI that claims to assist in generating human-like text responses. It's capable of answering questions, providing explanations, and so much more. What can I say? This one is my old faithful. Let me tell you, though, what I don't like. I don't like that you can't just give it a URL and that there isn't a place to save your prompts. Those may seem like minimal things, but as a marketer, I need it to aggregate information pretty quickly for me. It's the tool I use most on a day-to-day, and consider ChatGPT Cholula. Oh my God, she's going to be so offended. Cholula is what I like to call my ChatGPT, because she can be a little spicy and stubborn with her responses, but still such a delight to be around. What I like so much about chat, or my Cholula, is the conversational AI element of it. This is great, especially working remotely. Now, Cholula is my buddy. She is my coworker. That's why she's my only AI that actually has a name. We talk through everything, and I basically brain dump. Additionally, it's improved with every iteration. Listen to my last episode for my words of caution, though, with AI, and this can truly be a powerful tool for you as a marketer. There are words of caution, so listen to the last episode because I dive into that. This one I keep, and I pay for it, and it's worth every penny. You'd think that I'm getting sponsored by ChatGPT. The next three that I'm going to dive into are more of like AI assist tools. They've done a great job of integrating AI into their platforms so that they're not an AI tool per se, but they have a great integration for a marketer that can help them. This is making them a lot stickier for a brand perspective. So my first one is BrightEdge. Now, BrightEdge claims to be a leader in enterprise SEO and content performance, offering tools that really provide actionable insights to really maximize visibility and engagement across your channels. This is, again, more of an AI assist tool as well, with AI incorporated to help you with content generation. So the shiny thing is not the AI. It is the SEO. So this is also the one tool that I've really pushed the envelope with. I am a SEMrush lover. I've used SEMrush and I have challenged BrightEdge because of it. What I love that it gives me everything that SEMrush does and more as a tool, but the AI assist that I like, that's what I'm going to focus on, right? So for AI, it has a tool that helps you build out your blogs from outlines to content generation so that you can edit things faster and bring content to life that can help for your SEO efforts. And maybe we'll have a separate SEO and content production episode, but for now, I will say that if you are a brand and you need SEO and you don't have a full team, which most marketing teams are not super robust, this is an awesome tool with a great customer success team. Shout out to Michael. He knows how much he's helped me. And as an individual, I'm not sure of the pricing. Like I said, it's more enterprise, but if you're a brand and you're listening or you work for a brand that is willing to invest in this, I'd say check it out. The other AI assist tool is Otter AI. Now, Otter AI offers real-time transcription services, and it claims to provide accurate speech-to-text conversation that captures meetings and lectures and conversations with ease. And it has an Otter AI chat for your transcriptions. Now, I can legitimately not say enough amazing things about this tool. So yes, it is a transcription tool and it will attend your meetings, but it doesn't have to. You can download the app on your phone and record. But what makes this also such a great tool is that you don't even have to do any of that. You can upload an audio. This is great, especially if you are in back-to-back meetings. Okay. If you're in back-to-back meetings, ask them to record it. Just upload it afterwards. You upload the audio. It transcribes it before you even get started. It provides you a summary of the transcription along with an outline so that you can see key points. Then comes in the AI assist. Okay. You can ask the Otter AI to search the transcript for information and summarize it. It's conversational as well too. Not to the level that ChatGPT is. So you have to be pretty prescriptive with the questions that you're asking for it and like what you want to get out for it. But it is really, really essential when you're in back-to-back meetings and you're like, I can't even think about what we're talking about right now. And I don't even remember what I said, but I felt like it was really articulate. Otter AI all the way. I pay for this one and will continue to. So that was not really such a quick overview of the AI tools, but I think like it's really important to hear like the whole context of the AI tools at your fingertips. Because one, while I love my Cholula ChatGPT, it's not the only one out there and it's not the only one as a marketer that you can really leverage to help you. Now, how can you use it as a marketer? What most people think about when talking about marketing and AI, they think about content generation, but it is so much more than just a writing assistant. It's more like a Swiss Army knife for marketing. While it's great for writing and content generation, it also helps with brainstorming ideas, creating visuals, and really tailoring messages to different platforms and different audiences. And just like a Swiss Army knife, that's not just a knife. You get scissors, you get a screwdriver, you get a can opener, nail clippers. I can't remember if you get nail clippers, but you get my point. AI brings a lot of tools for marketing, making it really versatile and an invaluable asset, honestly. I get asked this a lot. Do I think that it's going to take my job away? Absolutely not. If it took my job away, I'm not doing my job well. Side note on that. So what else is there if you're not generating content? Great question. So this is the way I think about it. So you've got obvious content generation, you've got extraction, you've got summarization, rewriting, classification, and just your basic answering questions. It goes beyond that, but I think that those are like the biggest, if I had a bullet pointed out, those would be the bullet points that as a marketer, I think it can be the most effective for you as a marketer. I said that a little backwards, but you're picking up what I'm putting down. So as a marketer, content generation, yes, but I would actually even put that to the last bullet point. Extraction, summarization, rewriting, classification, and just answering questions. So let's focus on extraction and summarization. Extracting and summarizing are like AI's ability to speed read. Imagine having to go through mountains of documents, reports, articles, blogs, emails, all that stuff, right? And needing to find and really understand key points quickly. AI tools can scan the vast amounts of text, pull out the most important information, and then summarize it neatly for you. This not only saves you time, but also sharpens your focus, allowing you to really concentrate on strategy and decision making rather than getting bogged down by information overload. You ever get that where you're like, there's so much that I don't even know where to start? This to me is where like the Otter AI, ChatGPT, and even AnyWord can come into play. Take this meeting transcript and give me the highlights. Then provide me an overview of action items to follow. For a webinar, review this webinar transcript and pull out the top 10 questions asked and provide me the answers. All of a sudden, you have an FAQ. Or better yet, review this document and tell me what it means in layman's terms. Can you see the vision? I do actually ask it to, I don't want to say dumb it down. I always say layman's terms because that is really helpful for me. And if need be, when I'm trying to get it to summarize information, I will ask it to summarize it in layman's terms and give me an analogy to use. Yeah, give me an analogy. Give me the summary in an analogy. That's what I'm trying to say. It's fascinating. And if you even don't like the analogy that it gave you at first, you can ask it for a different one. The next is rewriting and classification. AI's role in rewriting and classification can be really compared to a skilled editor and organizer combined. It can take existing content and rephrase it to really resonate better with different audiences, whether that's simplifying technical jargon for general readers or adapting a tone for a specific context. And at the same time, AI can really classify content based on themes or sentiments, acting a little bit like a librarian who not only recommends books, but can also categorize things into genres to make it easier to understand and find. This kind of dual capability is important for personalizing communication and keeping content libraries, well, organized. Love this. This is writing something out and then having AI review it for voice and tone. I use this in multiple steps. I will write something and then I want to sense check it. I give it to the AI, I give AI the content and I have it review it. And I have it tell me the summary of my point. Based on the response, I tweak the content. There's nothing worse than writing something really long-winded and feeling like, oh my God, this is amazing, Pulitzer Prize winning. It turns out it's not hitting the mark with the point that I was trying to get across. It just follows me down the rabbit hole. So this is a great way to sense check and then adapt. If I don't even know where to start to improve, I'll just have a conversation and ask it, how would you suggest I improve this text if my goal is XYZ? The classification comes into play with long form content. Review this and tell me the top 5 themes of this conversation, this article, this webinar. It's a great way to bucket things. And the final way, because I'm not going to talk about the content generation because that's obvious, is question answering. So this is like having an expert research assistant on your team who's always on call. This assistant quickly digs through mountains of data to answer customer inquiries in real time. For marketers, this is like having an all-knowing guide at your side during a treasure hunt, directing you to the right paths, avoiding pitfalls, and speeding up your journey to find that kind of satisfaction in what you're trying to achieve. This capability, it enhances everything that you're doing as a marketer. This means you can focus on crafting strategies and creating campaigns instead of getting bogged down with routine stuff, for lack of a better word. So, of course, you can Google if that's what you're thinking. Well, can I just Google to ask it a question? And honestly, I obviously still do. Google's not also going away. I have a whole opinion about that. We can talk about that later. My point is, because what I want is a digestible summary, you have to be strategic with what it is that you're asking AI. So question answering should be thought of as research. Give me a synopsis of the impact of the Google algorithm changes to SEO and share the top 5 algorithm changes that have happened over the past 5 years that have had an impact. This information for me as a marketer can help inform my strategy. So there you have it, kind of a day in the life of how I use it and what I use. Are you ready for the quick summary of the tools? Because I always like to go back to the top. So the tools that I have used are any word, Jasper, Writers, ChatGPT, BrightEdge, and Otter AI. What I personally pay for is ChatGPT, Writers, and AnyWord, and Otter AI. Well, I pay for a lot from an AI perspective. If you are a brand, BrightEdge, definitely take a look at it. It's completely worth it. How I'm leveraging AI as a marketer, not content generation, right? I'm using it for extracting information. I'm using it to summarize information, to review and rewrite content that I've written, to classify information, and then honestly, to be my research assistant. I truly hope that this has helped you and you're walking away with a little bit of insight and tidbits that you can use tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. Until next time, may the conversation flow, the laughter linger, and the outlook remain optimistic but grounded in reality. This is Katya, signing off.